CD 9.
The wizards climbed slowly and unsteadily over the wall, ample backsides gleaming in the moonlight, and stood wheezing gently on the far side.
"Tell me, Dean," said the lecturer, leaning on the wall to stop the shaking in his legs, "have we made the wall higher in the last 50 years?
"I don't think so."
"Odd. Used to go up it like a gazelle. Not many years ago. Not many at all, really."
The wizards wiped their foreheads and looked sheepishly at one another.
"Used to nip over for a pint or three most nights," said the chair.
"I used to study in the evenings," said the dean primly.
The chair narrowed his eyes.
"Yes, you always did," he said. "I recall."
It was dawning on the wizards that they were outside the university at night and without permission for the first time in decades. A certain suppressed excitement crackled from man to man. Any watcher trained in reading body language would have been prepared to bet that, after the click, someone was going to suggest that they might as well go somewhere and have a few drinks. And then someone else would fancy a meal. And then there was always room for a few more drinks. And then it would be 5 a.m, and the city guards would be respectfully knocking on the university gates and asking if the Arch-Chancellor would care to step down to the cells to identify some alleged wizards who were singing an obscene song in 6-part harmony, and perhaps he would also care to bring some money to pay for all the damage. Because inside every old person is a young person wondering what happened. The chair reached up and grasped the brim of his tall, wide and floppy wizarding hat.
"Right, boys," he said. "Hats off."
They de-hatted, but with reluctance. A wizard gets very attached to his pointy hat. It gives him a sense of identity. But as the chair had pointed out earlier, if people knew you were a wizard because you were wearing a pointy hat, then if you took the pointy hat off, they'd think you were just some kind of rich merchant or something. The dean shuddered.
"Oh, it feels like I've taken all my clothes off," he said. "We can tuck them in under Poons's blanket," said the chair. "No one'll know it's us."
"Yes," said the lecturer in recent runes, "but will we?"
"They'll just think we're, well, solid burgers."
"That's just what I feel like," said the dean, "a solid burger."
"Or merchants," said the chair.
He smoothed back his white hair.
"Remember," he said, "if anyone says anything, we're not wizards. Just honest merchants out for an enjoyable evening, right?"
"What does an honest merchant look like?" said a wizard.
"How should I know?" said the chair. "So no one is to do any magic," he went on. "I don't have to tell you what'll happen if the Arch-Chancellor hears that his staff has been seen at the common entertainments."
"I'm more worried about our students finding out," shouted the dean.
"False beards," said the lecturer in recent runes triumphantly. "We should wear false beards."
The chair rolled his eyes.
"We've all got beards," he said. "What kind of disguise would false beards be?"
"Ah, that's the clever bit," said the lecturer. "No one would suspect that anyone wearing a false beard would have a real beard underneath, would they?"
The chair opened his mouth to refute this and then hesitated.
"Well," he said.
"But where'd we get false beards at this time of night?"
said a wizard doubtfully. The lecturer beamed and reached into his pocket.
"We don't have to," he said. "That's the really clever bit. I brought some wire with me, you see, and all you need to do is break 2 bits off, twiddle them into your sideburns, then loop them over your ears rather clumsily like this,"
he demonstrated.
"And there you are."
The chair stared.
"Uncanny," he said at last. "It's true. You look just like someone wearing a very badly made false beard."
"Amazing, isn't it?"
said the lecturer happily, passing out the wire.
"It's headology, you know."
There were a few minutes of busy twanging and the occasional whimper as a wizard punctured himself with wire, but eventually they were ready. They looked shyly at one another.
"If we got a pillowcase without a pillow in it and shoved it down inside the chair's robe so the top was showing, he'd look just like a thin man making himself tremendously